Proclamation number 8930 of 10th of February, 1965. Spreading the spirit. World people. That you want to be active for me in my will, I will reward you one day in eternity, because not many men are found who are prepared to receive a spiritual material, which is considered as not provable before the world and therefore must only be believed. And still it is the most important that this spiritual good finds spreading because a happy life in eternity depends on it. Who therefore is active for me in my will, he works, worldly seen, for nothing. He carries out an activity which the worldly man does not value, which earns nothing according to his discretion, and yet it is so exceedingly necessary, but which only man will recognize when he has knowledge about it and he knows it, what it is about in the end. For even though the worldly man may attain to fame and honors, even though he may gain earthly goods in excess, everything is lost at the moment of death. But spiritual goods, which you, my servants, impart to men, also remain after death. They follow them into eternity, and with them they can work, and they will be happy. Life is so short, and still it is decisive for your lot in eternity. But men go blindly through earth life. They cannot and do not want to see what is still to be recognized so clearly, that it was not given to you in vain, that you have to fulfill a task and that you just always have to demand enlightenment about it, what is demanded of you. You men can still not believe that you are born only for the sake of earth life. And when you are now given information about it, then you should still accept it, although this knowledge cannot be proven to you. You believe so much for which you can also create no evidence, and it is enough for you when a man assures you that it is so. Why do you not also accept that knowledge, which is much more valuable for you than to know earthly things? Therefore you, my servants, are told again and again to spread your knowledge, and if you succeed to cause only one world man to accept it, then the rescue work is already accomplished at his soul. And also he will again see to it that others take note of spiritual things, which reach into the kingdom, which he did not allow before. But I well know how few men let themselves be influenced by spiritual knowledge, and still these few are already a gain for me, because at the end of an earth period I can only still reckon with a small flock, which directs its look up. But also worldly men can still be won when they only enter the kingdom on the other side with a small knowledge about it at their death. That they remember it and now nevertheless start to believe that their life is not ended after death. That they are called by men on earth who receive spiritual good and pass it on. Then redemption can still be given to them with goodwill also in the kingdom on the other side. But they have to struggle hard to reach a small knowledge and remember with great remorse the missed opportunities on earth. Do not let yourselves be dissuaded from your spiritual work, and no matter how laborious it still seems to be, I will always give you help. I will direct your thoughts that you always turn to men what they need. That my dress always gives them what moves their thoughts, and they therefore also visibly recognize my work. And my blessing will constantly accompany you, for anyone who is wholeheartedly involved in this vineyard work will also not do it without results, for my word is blessed with my strength, which flows towards everyone who willingly accepts it. Amen.